Resistance committees are informal grassroots neighborhood networks of Sudanese residents that began organizing civil disobedience campaigns against the government of Omar al-Bashir in 2013 and played a key role during the Sudanese revolution. Zahra Abdul Wahab's 19-year-old son, Muhammad Mustafa, has been held in the Soba prison in Khartoum for more than a month. Abdul Wahab says she is unable to celebrate Eid because her son is in pain. She says Mustafa was arrested by security officers on March 31st after taking part in the protest. She says the family has not been allowed to see or speak to him since. Abdul Wahab says she only knows his whereabouts because she saw his name on the list. She says, we saw his name on the list of prisoners and we continue to take food and clothes for him. But they never allowed us to see him. Abdul Wahab says, I tried to talk to them to allow me just to see him so I can be sure that he is safe and healthy. But they refused. Since the October military coup led by Army Commander Abdul Fattah al-Burhan, hundreds of pro-democracy activists and members of resistance committee have been arrested and detained. So far, none of them have been charged in a court of law. Yesterday, three female detainees were released from the Taibat women's prison after being held for nearly a month. No explanation was given for their arrest or release. 23-year-old Yasmin Muhammad Bashir, a member of the Fatihab Resistance Committee in Omdurman, was released last night. Speaking to this program, Bashir says on April 11th, when she was arrested, authorities never explained the reason for her arrest. She says she was never allowed to meet with their family, lawyers, or a doctor. Bashir says, when they arrested me, they were rough with me and I was taken to a police station. There was no case opened against me. The following day at around 11 a.m., we were relocated to Taibat Women's Prison with other female colleagues without any proper legal procedures. Sudanese lawyer and human rights activist Abdul Hamid Ibrahim says Bashir's arrest violates international human rights law. Ibrahim says it is unlawful to detain anyone for more than 24 hours without charging them in a court of law.
This is an arbitrary detention which violates the law. Normally, when you arrest someone, within 24 hours, you need to bring a case against them, regardless of the charges. But in this case, we regard it as an arbitrary detention and it's politically motivated.
Nahed Jabrallah, who heads a local NGO, SEMA, which advocates for women's rights in Sudan, condemned the detention and said all detainees should be released or charged with an offense. She says pro-democracy activists in Sudan will not be deterred. Jabrallah says the resistance committee, families, and the entire Sudanese people are not afraid of these detention activities. She says they will continue to persist on the part of the struggle despite the aggression used against them. Both Ibrahim and Jabrallah are calling on Sudanese authorities to immediately release all the detainees or charge them in a court of law. Last week, a Sudanese court ordered the release of former Sudanese cabinet minister Khalid Omar Youssef and five other political detainees who were charged with different charges, including dishonesty. The presiding judge said there was not enough evidence to convict them. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.